And we are now live.
Okay, thank you. All right. I call this contract committee meeting for December 13th, 2021 to order. And I will start with roll call. Susan Cox.
Present.
Michelle Weber is present. And we will acknowledge Emily when she arrives. I don't have any comments from the chair, so let's go ahead and move into conversation and discussion and questions. And Susan, do you have any that you want to start with?
I don't. I thought it was pretty straightforward. I went to the website to look up the company, and that was very instructive. So I really don't at this point.
Okay. We'll type for Emily for a minute and see what she's maybe thinking she might want to ask about. So I just had some like not really significant questions, just more of curiosity questions, I think. So this GSA schedule, these contractors are approved for a 10-year period. So just curious, once we enter into contract with these, if something happens in that 10-year period, how do we become notified that there may be an issue or that we need to revisit that contract or relationship with that contractor?
So we, Michelle, we monitor that on a regular basis. Randy's going to be our project manager, so she's going to be in close contact with them. And with our contract itself, the initial is only going to be for 7 years because that's as far as GSA has extended this current contract with them. And then we have the option to renew at that time. But we do like have, you know, like annual renewals with them. We'll be on top of it. If there's any issues that we have, we would address them immediately. And of course, all of our contracts have that termination for convenience and for cause. And so if there are any issues, we definitely have a way to get out of this contract and would not be tied to it.
Okay.
If Randy does her presentation, you will learn a little bit more about it, but we are going to a non-proprietary system, which actually is really good for us because that allows us to then, if we did have problems with this contractor, we could easily pick up another one without skipping a beat.
Okay, awesome, thank you. All right, well, Emily has joined us, so I will acknowledge that she is here. And so Randy's doing our presentation, is that? That's what I heard you say, Wendy.
Okay. Yep.
So Randy, I'm going to give you the floor.
Okay. So I've kind of met everyone through Zoom a couple months ago, but again, I'm the project manager in the facilities department. And obviously I'm here tonight to ask the contract committee for a recommendation of approval for a contract with Reese Complete Security Solutions to implement system security improvements throughout all of LTD's facilities and stations. I'll provide a summary of what this project entails, but I do want you all to be aware that given the nature of the sensitive security information, there are some items that we just can't discuss in a public forum. But as you know, all contracts that exceed $250,000 require board approval, and the total value of this contract is $4.4 million. And like you guys were just briefly talking about, this contract is based off an intergovernmental cooperative agreement, and it's called the General Services Administration 70 schedule. And so we just shorten it up to the GSA schedule. So use of the GSA schedule is allowed by both the state and federal transit administration. It offers predetermined competitively bid prices and avoids the cost of seeking a formal solicitation. It's really great for us because it allows LTD to obtain fair and reasonable prices that are based on the aggregated buying power of the federal government. So knowing that this schedule was there, we went out and we interviewed several security firms to discuss what LTD's goals and objectives were with this project. All of these firms were on the GSA schedule, which would allow LTD and that firm to design the desired access control and surveillance system together. And knowing that we wouldn't have to negotiate prices, and given the fact that all the components that we needed were already on the GSA schedule, LTD was really looking to find a company that we could partner with that had really good local support. What we ended up finding was that Reese was the most responsive and they provided the most cutting edge solutions for us. And they have a huge clientele already in the Springfield, Eugene vicinity. They were able to provide the most continued local support for us, whereas the other couple companies that we were working with, they didn't have support right here in town. And that was one of our key desires, you know, so if something went wrong, we'd be able to address it really quick. So, and again, as you guys were talking about, the GSA schedule that Reese is on has been approved through April 17th, 2027. With an option for Reese to renew it for an additional term. So it's LTD's desire to enter into the agreement through that April 17th, 2027 date with Reese, with an option for us to renew the contract should Reese be successfully awarded the extension. But overall, the contract between LTD and Reese would be 10 years. So this project, it's going to highlight LTD's strategic business plan by focusing on community value, customer satisfaction, and employee engagement. At a high level, it involves installation of system security improvements at locations that are vulnerable to vandalism and criminal activity. Now, this involves replacing and expanding our current surveillance system and our current access control system. And as you know, LTD is largely funded by the FTA, and the FTA wants to make sure that their investments in LTD are safe and secure. LTD's operations and public safety team uses video surveillance technology to improve their awareness of conditions while providing service for the community. This resource helps to mitigate deployment of extra personnel on the street. Most of the district's existing cameras are over 11 years old and deliver very poor resolution images, similar to how an 11-year-old, you know, personal phone camera would compared to a new camera these days. Many are failing or have already failed due to age. Newer digital cameras are capable of delivering images at a very high pixel resolution, which makes the quality of the video much more useful to the viewer. The district needs to replace its existing cameras, and we want to expand the system for greater coverage. LTD also operates an access control system to manage and monitor use of its facilities and resources. The current version of our access control system is very old, and similar to the video management system, it's proprietary, meaning the components are unique to the manufacturer's software and are not compatible with modern open architecture products. The obsolete nature of the current software and most of the hardware components presents greater challenges for maintaining the state of our systems. The situation becomes even more complex and more costly when we build or modify facilities. The card technology that's supported by a current access control system is not compliant with industry recommended practices and imposes a security risk to the district. In addition to the initial installation and configuration of the whole new access control and video management system, recent LTD would enter into a service level agreement together. So the actual installation will all wrap up by the end of 2022. And from there, we would go into our service level agreement where Reese would actively maintain all equipment, which involves, you know, regular preventive maintenance, functionality testing, cross-checks, failure maintenance, firmware updates, software upgrades, system audits, everything. This service level agreement would be updated and renewed on an annual basis. So LTD is going to be constantly monitoring, you know, what we're doing with Reese and how that might need to change. LTD and Reese have worked together to develop a 10-year total cost of ownership, which was included with this agenda item summary. As with any project, it's important to understand the ongoing costs that the district will incur. The total 10-year cost of ownership is roughly $4.4 million, which includes the initial $2 million project installation and implementation costs, as well as the annual service level agreement costs and anticipated costs for future upgrades and replacements. One thing that you guys will notice on there is year 6 and 7 have a high replacement cost, and that's due to the manufacturer's recommendations to replace cameras and servers as firmware would not be supported after that time. LTD follows an industry standard of hardware replacement life cycle. So all of our hardware has an end of support and end of life date, and failure to follow those standards would incur a much greater cost than maintaining the equipment on a life cycle. Regarding funding for this project, it is identified in the CIP as System Security Improvements Project for $2.5 million, but ongoing annual service level agreement costs would be covered out of our operational budgets. There are a few alternatives that the committee does have tonight. Number one, we could deny approval of this contract entirely and keep the existing video management system and access control system. This would make LTD vulnerable to attacks, and it limits visibility and security on LTD's properties. Number two, we could only move forward with installing a new video management system and forego upgrading our access control system. Our access control system is proprietary, which means we don't have a lot of options or control over how to use it. The current access control equipment is obsolete, and there is no support, and repairs and replacement mean upgrading the equipment at that time anyways. Or number three, we could request that staff perform a formal solicitation to hire for this work rather than using the GSA Schedule 70. This would delay the start of the project by over a year, and the system would not be in place in time for the World Athletics Championship, which is coming to Eugene in July of next summer. So that's one of the key drivers, is to get the new video surveillance operational for that big event that's coming. I know this is a lot of information, but do you guys have any questions?
I have a question. It seems to me that with some of the issues and concerns that we've had recently about safety, that this is going to be a big advancement to improve that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Frank could attest to it as well in public safety. You know, it's really going to help us to not have to have so many people out in the system monitoring everything all the time. We'll be able to have eyes on everything constantly.
Thank you.
Emily, do you have any questions for Randy?
Randy, I do. I'm sorry I didn't ask this in advance, but I was curious, and maybe you want to just shoot us an email after the fact, but I was curious if there is a breach or an issue, whose insurance does that go on? I didn't know if that was like covered by our insurance or by covered by the other agencies or by Reese itself. So I just wondered if you had any information about, like, in the event there was a bigger issue to address.
Yeah, we can follow up on that one.
Great. Thank you. Otherwise, this looks really good. And I echo Susan's thoughts about our safety and public safety officers, et cetera.
Yeah.
So can I clarify what you're asking, Emily? So what insurance covers what? Because we have a lot of...
I'm sorry, just if there was, you know, some damage or, you know, Reese maybe had a breach on their side and some information was accessed, like a video, you know, is that covered? Is that something that...
Got it. Okay, so you're talking about more about cybersecurity breaches than... Okay.
Yeah. And would that would be if they, our footage was leaked or something like that. Is that what you're talking about? And okay. And so Randy, I can work with you after, because that would be dependent on retention of that stuff and who owns it. And then also the insurance that's required of the contractor under the contract. So we could follow up on those issues.
Yeah, I assume by the nature of their work that this is definitely something that they already have in their wheelhouse, but I just wanted to make sure we were asking those kinds of questions as well. So thanks, guys.
And we also have cybersecurity insurance, just so you know.
And we make sure and work with our risk management team, Emily, which is a great question, but we do make sure to work with our risk management team to make sure that we have the appropriate levels of insurance in there. And so, yeah.
That was a really good question, Emily. Thanks for asking that. Any other questions? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to approve this contract going to the board of directors. Okay. I'll do it.
All right. I just have the motion in front of me now, Michelle, if you want me to do it.
Oh, okay. Go for it, Emily. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. I move to forward contract number 2021-59 to the board of directors with the recommendation for approval.
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a first and a second. Any more discussion, any more questions before I call for the vote? Oh, okay. Susan Cox.
Approve.
Emily Secord.
Aye.
And I too vote aye. So we will move this one forward to the board of directors for approval. And that was a quick and easy conversation. So I will go ahead and thank everyone for attending and joining in on this and adjourn the meeting.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it, Jay.
No problem.